It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us all across the state of Michigan. At Scott Bertram on Twitter, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Find the show at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and also online, of course, the brand new redesigned website at stevegruber.com. Joining us on the phone lines right now is James Homan, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, which, of course, you can find more at mackinac.org. James, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, and good morning, Scott.
I appreciate you joining us. A story up at MichiganCapitalConfidential.com. Talking about road funding here in the state. This was probably the top line, number one promise from then candidate, now Governor Gretchen Whitmer, during her campaign. And now the budget is done, and done again, it appears, or at least agreement should be announced, we believe, in the next few days, perhaps. What do we know? What do we find out about how the roads are being addressed here in Michigan under the new administration?
Yes, so the dispute over how to get more road funding, because there was a widespread consensus among the people in Lansing that Michigan should spend more on roads, but the dispute over how to get it resulted in less road funding in the budget this year than last year, kind of overturning a long-term increase in state road funding. So the governor did campaign on a promise to improve road conditions. She complained that the roads were, in fact, dangerous and recommended that the state raise gas taxes to pay for them. The legislature instead found some more revenue with the growing resources in Michigan's budget. The governor vetoed that. In fact, she vetoed more than the increase, and so we're going to spend less this year. And I thought, you know, maybe it was just a negotiation tactic. She wanted more say over how that increase was going to be spent, but they had a chance to renegotiate the budget, and when they passed the renegotiated budget, the increase was absent. So this dispute is going to result in less road repairs this year.
And again, just to highlight that, because it's perhaps hard to, not to say hard to comprehend, but hard to imagine, somehow under the governor who promised to fix the damn roads, and again, made it the cornerstone of her campaign, in her first year as governor, the state of Michigan is going to be spending less fixing those damn roads than they did under last year in Governor Snyder.
Yeah, I think it's because the subtext, at least reading the moves that have been made so far, is that the governor doesn't want to fix the roads unless it comes with a tax increase, because her plan is not just to raise taxes to spend more on the roads, but on schools and her other priorities, which, you know, she's been pretty clear that she has other priorities than the roads, even if roads are ostensibly her largest. But so far in this budget negotiation, she has been willing to sacrifice improvements in road conditions in order to strengthen her position to raise taxes to pay for other priority.
And again, the only idea, or the major idea the governor had, James, was that 45-cent per gallon hike in the gas tax. We see gas prices fluctuating so much here in Michigan just over the past year. You know, they've been down, in Hillsdale, they've been down around $2 a gallon at some points, been up around $2.90 a gallon at other points. And then you think about slapping another essentially 50 cents or so on top of that. That's real money for a lot of people. It's understandable to me why people were hesitant to agree to a 45-cent per gallon gas tax that would make it the highest in the nation. But there didn't seem to be a plan B.
Yeah. Well, I think there might have been a plan B. In fact, House Democrats proposed an alternative tax increase. But the issue hasn't been in the structure of what that tax hike is. Like, the governor's already said she's flexible. She just wants $2.5 billion more from taxpayers. And she's like, look, you figure out the most politically popular way to do that if you can't raise fuel taxes. Now, there's a portion of me that actually, if we have roads, we need to maintain them. It is the state's responsibility to keep roads in good workable order, and right now they are scheduled to decrease in quality faster than they are repaired. That's a bad thing. That's something the state needs to fix. It can fix it by attacking some of the costs of roads, but if you do need more revenues for it, you probably should assess taxes on the people who use roads. So our current vehicle registration taxes and fuel taxes, it operates like a loose user fee principle. And that's a better way of financing it than with general taxes. That being said, if this is a priority, it's got to be a priority against other priorities in the state budget. Mm-hmm. And in fact, lawmakers were able to see that. They've been able to increase use the growth from the state's revenues to increase road funding. And again, like, it's gone up a lot. Since 2011, it's gone up over 58% when adjusted for inflation. That's made it a higher priority, and part of that has been to raise taxes. There were those 2015 tax increases. But it's just kind of weird that we're in this general consensus that, yes, we should be putting more resources into road repair, and yet this dispute over whether to raise taxes to do it or not has resulted in less road funding.
James Homan, Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. We got about a minute, James, and I saw in the story, too, and among the fund shifts the governor did with some of that money was shifting about $25 million targeted for roads, moving that to pay for buses. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, their ability to transfer funds is constitutionally dubious. The Constitution etches out how the governor has some influence over the budget, and that's just not in there.
All right, James Homan. You can find out more at Mackinac.org. James, the Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, James, on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. And the Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. Blue Line 4-in-1 system with a nickel-plated brass valve water treatment system, Pure Health RO drinking system with alkaline, and a clean air station, an air purification station. It's a $7,500 value. Set up for the free at-home water test to get entered to win. WolverineWaterSystems.com. This is the Steve Gruber Show.